President Barack Obama has been reelected as the U.S. president, and his Republican challenger Mitt Romney has conceded defeat. Obama has won at least 303 electoral votes so far. It's been a tight race, indicating a deeply divided America. The U.S. president is not directly voted in by the American people. U.S. Congress remains divided between the two major parties. Democrats retain the majority in the Senate, while the House of Representatives remains under the influence of the Republicans. The present status quo raises the prospect of more partisan deadlock in the U.S. Congress. New York City is bracing for more harsh weather just a week after Superstorm Sandy wreaked havoc on America's largest metropolis. Mayor Michael Bloomberg has announced a limited evacuation. The Weather Service has forecast heavy rain and likely snow over the next 2 days, accompanied by strong winds. Another anti-austerity demonstration in Portugal, this time by police who have been feeling the pinch of the government's spending cuts. Some 2,000 policemen gathered in front of Parliament to call on Prime Minister Pedro Passos Coelho to step down. They condemned the plans for further cutbacks in 2013. In Syria, several explosions rocked the capital, Damascus, near the presidential palace. The blast took place in the hilltop district of Mazah. They were followed by sporadic gunfire. Syrian media say the explosions were caused by mortar shells fired at the district. Around 100 Rohingya Muslims go missing after a boat carrying the refugees from Myanmar sinks off the coast of Bangladesh. The vessel was heading to Malaysia when it submerged off the southwestern coastal district of Cox's Bazar. Last week, another boat packed with 130 Myanmarese Muslims capsized off the Bangladesh coastline. Bahraini officials revoked the citizenship of 31 activists as part of their efforts to silence the voices of all anti-regime dissidents. Two former MPs and the son of a jailed leading activist are among those stripped of their right to a nationality. Scores have been killed and hundreds detained by the regime since the protests began early last year. Representatives of Muslim countries in the UN condemn an Israeli airstrike that killed four people in Sudan last month. The Organization of Islamic Cooperation ambassadors say the Israeli attack is a blatant violation of Sudan's sovereignty and UN conventions. The October 24th Israeli bomb attack targeted a conventional weapons factory in Khartoum.